This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Best Buy is pulling out of a big joint venture in Europe. The company is selling back its 50% stake in a company called Carphone Warehouse at a significant loss. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us live from London with the details. And Stephen, why is Best Buy pulling out?
Well, it launched this joint venture with Carphone Warehouse in 2008. It was trying to make up for the problems in the US market. It hasn't succeeded. The plan was to build American-style big box electronics stores in Europe. It hasn't worked. Those plans were aborted in 2011, and Best Buy has been unwinding its joint venture ever since. Much of the fault for this lies with Best Buy, but a major problem seems to have been timing. I mean, they tried to grow a business in Europe in the wake of the continent's worst financial crisis in a generation.
Yeah, well, I mean, Best Buy's got its own problems here in the United States, but I wonder if this is the start of a trend in which companies decide to cut their losses and get out of Europe.
Well, certainly Europe is a headache for big U.S. companies over here. Ford has taken a terrific battering. Is there going to be an exodus of U.S. corporations? There shouldn't be, says fund manager Justin Urquhart-Stewart. Pulling out now, he says, would probably be a mistake.
Anybody actually cutting and running at this moment is merely crystallising their losses. So Best Buy is looking at worst loss, wherein in fact they probably could have stayed on for another 2 years or so and probably be seeing a different picture, not a booming picture, but one that would certainly be showing some signs of recovery.
He thinks that after the German election in September, Germany will start doing something unpopular with German voters. They'll do a lot more to promote growth to help the southern European states, and we could begin to see the beginning of a long, slow improvement. But he does admit he's an optimist.